Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Are parents allowed to trick-or-treat if they're going with their kids?
Sure.
This is a
you can't send them out
conversation we got
your
into.
Your own bag?
Yeah, like I have my own bag and I also get in on the action.
If you're dressed up, I think that's... I respect the costume.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I agree with
that. If I just sneak my bag in, like a trick-or-treat, me too.
No, if you got on like a business suit, you're fresh out of the conference room or something, no.
Yeah. That's what my wife said. She said no.
No.
Yeah.
It's just begging.
I know. I just want some candy, that's all.
Just take your kids' candy.
I know, that's what I want
to do.
That's
why you had kids, right?
Exactly.
To dress them up.
The tax
and play sports.
Taxes went up in my house this year with candy.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to pay. Hey, we got your password. Speaking of money and taxes and all that good stuff, we got up to $1,000 waiting for you in one of our vaults with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
You just need that password here in about 10 minutes. We'll get into Big Al's day in about 20 minutes. Why is Curtis at work this morning? His dog. And we do need to talk to Lisa the medium. Mm-hmm. Just over an hour. About an hour and a half away from now, we'll talk to her. But right now, we need to talk to our love expert. And if you're looking around the room, you're like, where's Kelly Raspberry? That's our love expert.
Right?
Why is Axl Rose standing in her spot? No, that's actually Kelly.
Yeah.
Dressed like a very convincing Axl Rose.
Axl would have very different opinions, I imagine.
Or if you're Big Al, you think that's J-Lo.
It looks like J-Lo in the Fly Girl days.
Because you know J-Lo.
I'm very pleased by that.
J-Lo, the lead singer of Guns N' Roses. Yeah. But right now, it's time to solve your relationship issues. You wrote to us at KidNation.com, and now our love expert will solve it in a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently moved to a new city and started a new job. After texting back and forth and talking on the phone with one of the guys in my new office, we decided to go out on a date, and it was the best first date ever. The conversation flowed easily. We talked for more than 2 hours, and he dropped me off at my place. He kissed me, and it was the best first kiss ever, I swear.
Wow.
We've continued to talk every day, but when we hung out a week later, he suddenly started talking about how he doesn't want to get into anything physical right away because he respects me, and he wants to get to know me. Hmm. I wasn't expecting us to start doing laundry right away or anything like that, but that first kiss was wonderful, and abstaining from anything physical is just torture. Should I be concerned about his sudden change of pace, and should I wait it out? Or keep looking for other fish in the sea, Katie.
Oh my gosh, are you that horny?
Yes.
Wait a minute. He's treating you like a lady. Let him.
The good part.
Oh my gosh, the anticipation, the buildup. And eventually, if you know, it could fizzle out into nothing. Maybe he's like, you know, I want to take it slow because I think you're different. Why don't you let a man treat you like a lady?
Right.
Instead of just something he wants to just stick his tongue down your throat every time he sees you. I get it. It's fun to kiss and make out, but... You know, just try a different pace. See where it takes you.
Man, that first kiss, though.
It is a big deal,
you
know? But now it's like the anticipation, the buildup. It's like waiting for Christmas.
How long? Like a couple dates?
I don't know. There shouldn't be a timetable on things like that. But if you really are that antsy for action, then go be with somebody else who doesn't respect you. You can get plenty of action from a man that has no intention of this going anywhere.
Big Al Mac 19.
Yeah, Big Al Mac. At Big Al Mac 19.
Homeboy throwing down the big slob.
Uh-huh.
It is confusing, though, because of what we've kind of been conditioned to see with guys. Like, when you date someone and you want that more than they do.
Yeah.
When you're a girl and they're like, not making moves and...
But men who are interested in women and see them, I believe, as... wife material, potential serious relationship material, they approach it a little differently. Not 100% of the time,
right?
But typically.
Or that could just be a part of his game.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the spark's just there and you just go for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Right.
But like Kelly said, it could fizzle out too fast if you take it too fast. All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been in a relationship for about 2 years with what my friends and family believe is a narcissist. He makes me feel as if everything is my fault. He treats me bad, and yet he makes me feel bad about it. We do have a child together, which I love with all my heart and would never trade anything for her in the world. But now I feel trapped with this man. He says that he knows people in the court system and he will take my daughter from me if I leave him. I also recently found out that he is having to file for bankruptcy or he would have lost our home. He never told me he wasn't paying the house note and even had me paying daycare because he said he was paying all the bills. He makes in 1 week what I make in a month. What should I do? to get out of this toxic relationship. I am miserable, and I don't want my children to feel the effects of this, Caitlin.
Well, I mean, he's lying about making payments and stuff. So he's lying about knowing people in the court system. He's not going to get anybody to take your kid away. So lean on your family right now. If they have all been seeing what's going on, that's your support system. This is a toxic relationship. You picked a bad one. You picked a bad one. And I hate to get on here and say divorce him or whatever, but is she even married to him?
Yes, and he treats
her. They are married,
awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. In a relationship.
Yeah. So I don't even know if it's a divorce situation.
Probably not.
But I wouldn't be stuck to a man who is driving you into financial ruin.
No.
Who is making you feel miserable, who is emotionally abusive. This is an abusive situation to me.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have to be physical to be abusive.
No.
True.
So leave.
You should
want more. I'm going to tell you what. A woman will put up with a lot for herself because you don't feel worthy. When it comes to your kids, you won't put up with, I hope, a lot of stuff. And sometimes having kids is what gives you the strength to stand up for everybody in the situation.
Yep.
So if you don't think enough of yourself to do it for yourself, do it for your kids because you're setting them on the wrong path.
You have a daughter. You want to set a good example for your daughter and you show her.
A strong woman is and doesn't put up with that nonsense.
Because you
expect
shouldn't.
More for yourself. Demand more for yourself.
There you go.
And if you don't have anywhere to go, your family and friends,
absolutely.
They're going to be there for you. That's a tough
I'd rather
situation.
Sleep on the couch of somebody who makes me feel like I'm worthy than to sleep next to somebody that I'm miserable.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't sleep on somebody's couch.
And when it comes to the courts, let's be honest, a lot of the times they will side with the mom when it comes to kids.
Most often.
So,
and that's not always fair, but they know.
That's just how it is.
Typically.
So he didn't know anybody in the court system, please. If he did, they wouldn't be about to foreclose on his house. He'd call his buddy.
Yeah.
You would have to be doing something terribly wrong for you to lose your kid. You should be okay. So, do what Kelly says. Go ahead and walk out.
There you go.
Be a strong
woman.
Stand.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
We're just laughing at a text from Kid Nation because you can't text the show anytime you want.
We all need to stop reading that because y'all are laughing.
I was laughing, so I looked at it and I started laughing.
So now we'll share with Kid Nation real quick before Al's letter. Big Al looks like we're wearing costumes this morning if you're watching Kid TV. Big Al looks like the grandma in the front pew at church at Christmas.
Yeah, I can see that. Your Christmas finest.
Right, continuing with love letters.
All right, here we go.
This
is a little different. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
How do you mend a broken heart? My beloved.
Beloved.
My beloved 12-year-old dog died recently, and I'm beside myself. He was with me in college when I got married, while my spouse was deployed, when I got divorced, and when I started my new life. I'm beyond sad. Here I am 2 months later, and I'm still not over it. I don't know that I'll ever be able to love another dog like him again. I'm trying to embrace my new life without him, but I hate it. What do I do? That's
no,
from
it
Maria.
Took me about a year or so to get over the loss of my dog, George. The same thing. He got me through everything, a divorce, and being a single mom and stuff. And, you know, a lot of people, George died the month before I got married, and a lot of people tried to comfort me saying, you know what, George got you to where you needed to be. He got you through all the hard stuff, and he loved you to get you to where you need to be, and now he feels good about leaving you.
Yeah.
Because George was sick. So anyway, I mean, it takes time to heal. 2 months isn't enough. But, you know, it's also a decision to allow yourself to wallow in grief. You can be sad, but making the decision to wallow in it and lay around and, you know, and stay in that place, that's a choice. So, you have moments of sadness, but then you distract yourself. You do good things. And, you know, for some people, I've seen people lose a dog. The next day they're out and they've got a new puppy. And that's how they do it. I personally couldn't do that. It took me about a year to get over it.
It took me 9 months. It
took me about a year. Everybody grieves differently.
Kelly, I did because, you know, your life is so different when you have a dog. You have to go home at least for me, I had to go home after work to walk. Or if you're out with friends at night, you have to make sure you get home to get to your dog. So I spent those 9 months changing my schedule so I wasn't constantly reminded about the dog, right?
Oh my gosh,
after work, I'd be like, you know what? After work, I can go straight and work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go to lunch with a friend.
You find the positives.
Then I can go do errands. Then you kind of look at it as, or I can go spend the night out if I want and not worry about the dog. So I kind of lived that way.
Yeah, and then
and it helped.
You get to the point where it's like, wow, I want another dog again, but wow, I haven't had to pick up dog poop for a year.
Right.
You know, it's like, it sounds bad, but I mean, it's true. It is a huge responsibility. And even up until the very last minute before we got Larry, my husband's like, are we sure we want to do this? This is a big commitment. We can change our mind. We haven't even met the dog yet.
Yeah.
And now,
Larry? Couldn't imagine life without
him. Part of the family. And look, you had 12 years with that dog. That's a good life.
Good long life.
That's a good long life.
Yeah. It is good.
So be sad, but you, I do think you can make the decision about writhing in grief. Yeah. And that takes on a whole identity.
It's the downside about a dog. We outlive our pets.
Absolutely.
If we're lucky. I mean, yeah.
Absolutely. And you're going to get another one. And
it might happen
Lord
again.
Willing, you're going to outlive the next one. That's just the way it is. And
so be sad.
Be sad.
Stand up and try to get out there and keep your mind off of it.
Bounce back.
Love letters to Kelly.
One more before your password. We'll have your password after this letter right here, Kid Nation.
Great, thanks. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am
24 years old. I ended a 2.5-year relationship back in April. To this day, I haven't even attempted to date because I feel content being alone. I like Jenna's idea of being retired for the rest of the year from dating because I'm happy and content. I'm the type of girl who likes to plan ahead, and come January, I want to start getting back out there. I'm quite the loner, but I do have a small friend group. Do you have any tips on how to get back out on the dating scene? I've been out of the game for so long now, so I just need some good advice from you. Thank you, Ashley.
Advice for January? Okay, we're planning ahead. dating apps, I mean, that's the easiest thing to do. You know, and it's, okay, that's the new way. Used to people would say, get involved in charities, organizations, and things that you're interested in, and that way you can meet people with common interests, sign up for new classes. I mean, it's just putting yourself in different situations. If you continue doing the same thing and you're not meeting anybody, well, you got to shake it up. You got to shake up. Let's start going to happy hours in the middle of the week instead of just going out on Friday and Saturday nights. Let's start, you know, joining a new workout class where it's not just geared toward women. Maybe it's more of a class that's
co-ed thing. Yeah.
What is it?
Co-ed.
Yeah. P90X or whatever they do now. What are the kids doing these days, Jason?
Gladiator
boot camps.
The boot camps. Go do the boot camp.
CrossFit.
Man, that's the truth. And when I was running for that little hot second, they have running groups to get together at the parks on the weekends at like 6 a.m. You'd be surprised. And then you have this commonality there that just makes falling into a relationship and falling in love a lot more easy. But also dating apps. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no shame in that game anymore. It used to be it was embarrassing for people to say, I met online. And no, everybody does it.
I'd say most singles are on them now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, it's just a hookup site. No, it isn't just a hookup site. It's how you use this. It's the way you use it. And the way you present yourself.
Isn't it like a virtual bar almost? At the bar, you have the people that are trying to just hook up, but you also have people that are looking for relationships.
I hear women say, all they want to do is hook up. I was like, well, that was not my experience. I went on 50, 75 dates or something, and I did not have anybody like, you want to go back to my place? Not once.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's crazy.
So you have to, telling you. But also, it depends on the pictures you post in your profile, because that definitely gives them an impression of what you are interested in. Yeah. And if you're putting the I want to show off my assets. Okay, show off your assets, but they're probably going to expect you to let them play with your assets. Right. And then you get all offended.
Mm-hmm. Because they want to play with your assets.
Well, yeah, I mean, I also want to play with my assets. I have great assets.
I'm saying,
I have a great personality.
The women that complain about that, you show how you want to be treated in your dating profile. Set a standard for yourself in your dating profile.
Also, don't post a picture of you in your undies, you know, laying on the bed.
Across the bed. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then you're like, all these men want to do is hook up. But what messages are you sending? You got to, you know, and it's not 100% foolproof. There are those skis bags out there. But I'm just saying, you got to take care to present yourself appropriately.
No,
for what you're looking for.
No pictures with fish.
And also, Kelly, we always talk about, don't go out with a huge group of girlfriends, you know? Now when I go out with a girlfriend, we sit at the bar.
Yeah, it's easier.
You know, instead of sitting at a table with seven girls and then complaining, no guy ever hits on me. Well, you're surrounded
it's
by a pack. in a corner table. Sit at the bar with a friend.
And get the book, Get the Guy. I keep repeating this over and over, but the reason I say that is because the key you're surrounded by single men all the time, and you do nothing. And there's opportunities. He's standing behind you in line at Starbucks. He's a cute guy. What do you do? What do you do? Moment passed. He actually gives you ways to start conversations that are so easy. You don't have to have a ton of confidence. Matthew Hussey's book, Get the Guy.
Conversation starters is all you need.
It's really conversation starters, and it really does help.
Standing in line at the grocery store. Oh, what are you going to be cooking tonight?
Oh, I like asking for tips on how to cook the meat.
There it is.
There you go.
There's a long answer for that letter.
There's lots of ways,
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to KidNation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. And right now, Kid Nation, we want to simplify your life with a little money. Why not, right?
There you go.
It's time for Beat the Bank
Extreme.
But we need the password first. We'll ask you to call in about 10 minutes. And when you do, you'll give us this password right here. Snickers.
Oh, Snickers. Okay.
Snickers. Yeah. Hopefully you get a bunch of those today for Halloween when you're trick-or-treating. Snickers is your password. Beat the Bank Extreme is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
You got that password. Now you just need to be the right caller to play. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Be caller number, let's go with 17.
17.
That's more. No, no, no. 13.
13.
Of course, it's Halloween. What are we doing here?
Oh, there you go.
Come on now. All right, caller number 13, you'll get your shot at up to $1,000 if you pick the right vault and stay in there long enough. And, while we wait, we will have the medium in studio in just over an hour.
Yeah, about an hour. She'll be over here. She's staying at the hotel right now, probably just getting up.
A lot of text messages coming in, like, what did the medium say about Kid? Maybe we'll get a little...
We'll get a little insight on that.
Yeah, maybe he wants to talk to us this morning. We don't know.
Yeah.
Till she gets here. But, Big Al, you actually got... You had a big event planned with her yesterday.
Yeah. But yesterday, I'm going to tell you, it was a comedy of errors on my part yesterday. I mean...
Oh, no.
You would be, JC, all of y'all would be like, you would just be shaking your head.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you'll probably shake your head in mere moments. So, so yesterday after we got off the air, I was on my way to the restaurant to kind of set up for the event last night. And I was like, oh, I got to pay a lady some cash. So I'm checking my bank account. And it was dramatically lower than what it should have been.
Don't you hate it? You're thinking... I got at least $500 in my bank account, and then your balance comes up like $198.98.
Dramatically. And I saw...
The part where you thought somebody had stolen from you?
Yeah, so I looked up my my transactions. Yeah.
And?
Someone had... You know, it'll give you a copy of checks. Someone had printed multiple checks.
Oh, no.
In my company's name and cashed them. Or deposited them or whatever. They had come out of my 15 or 16 of them.
Oof.
And to the point where I was still positive, but just barely. And so so that just ruined me. I was just.
Do you get that money back eventually?
I think it's
fraud.
I called and they said, we'll file a claim on it. And
this one takes some time.
Take a week, 2 weeks, three, whatever it is. And so I'm like, okay.
Dang. I'm sorry.
Decent weekend. And I mean, it was just iffy. So, okay, now got to shake that.
Problem number one.
Got to shake that off. Got to get ready for the medium that's coming in. So we have a car sent to pick her up. We've got seating kind of, we did it kind of a different way so that people could see and hear and everything. So the car showed up to pick her up and she wasn't quite ready when the car got there. Anyway, she eventually showed up. I've had bad days.
Uh-huh.
You know that. And when she gets there, the place is packed. And I'm just going to say, I don't think she had one of her better days. And
she just wasn't feeling it.
I don't know.
Maybe spirits weren't communicating.
There was a lot of people, so there's maybe a, that had something
too much, too many voices. Nothing was coming through clearly.
Sure.
She just didn't have a good day. I could.
The bar's super haunted.
Some people, it seemed like we're kind of connecting, but I don't think she's ever, I think she's done more things like one-on-one or in very small groups. And she's talking like this, like nobody could hear. It just wasn't.
Oh.
It just wasn't good.
So she was doing one of those where she stands in front of the entire
stage. I'm sorry, I didn't set the stage for you. Yeah, she's on stage.
Oh, it's not one-on-one.
Is she used to working that way? Did you ask her?
I did ask. And I told her what I was envisioning. And I had two microphones for her, one for her and one for anybody that she's actually trying to communicate with that was there.
Uh-huh.
But she, again, I don't think she had done anything with multiple people like this.
Because that's how that Long Island medium lady does it. She just goes to convention centers and just stands out there and says, I'm feeling blah, blah, blah. And then
and you never know.
And says, that's me.
Yeah.
And you never know who's going to come through, you know, and who's not. And, you know, I don't know. So, long story short, I mean, some people walking out and, you know, it just wasn't good. Then, about mid-show, the kind of a funny thing that happened, another medium showed up.
What? Double mediums?
Yeah. So, they were up on stage. Again, no one's talking.
Were they trying to outdo each other?
I guess, but we really couldn't.
The medium Trumper?
It was like, yeah, I guess. I didn't really have a lot of interaction with her. And again, she was talking, they were talking like this. I was like, so we really couldn't hear. So, and I was standing really close to the stage, and I was like getting kind of frustrated, and so were customers. And so it just turned into a thing. And so I kind of cut it short. And I said, let's take a break for a little while.
Okay.
And do something different. So my musician was still there that it opened for her. And I said, I said, hey, come sing a song. And he goes, what? I said, Buy Me a Boat. He goes, I don't know it. I said, I don't care. And so we start trying to sing.
Why would you make him play a song he doesn't know?
Because it's Alan. He wants to sing Buy Me a Boat.
I'm just trying to get past. Get past what had just transpired, okay? So, again, just a comedy of errors. So, we get past that. Now it's 10 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, gosh.
On a school night?
I just want to go. I just want to go home.
Okay.
I'm driving, and I'm hungry. I'm starving. I stop and get a pizza, and I go home. I said, all I want to do is sit up. My dog is with me. All I want to do is sit with Curtis and eat my pizza.
Your dog was with you the whole time?
Whole time.
Oh, man.
And go to bed. And I pull up on my street, and there's a couple of trucks with lights. Not fire trucks, like power trucks.
Uh-huh. Power company.
Power's off. And so that's why I looked at you, Jenna, when you told me about your power store earlier. So I hit my garage door open. There's no power. It's not going to work.
No.
I have no way to get in my house. My key, I have a key to my house. It's in the house. And I have no money in my key. So I'm like, I got to go get a hotel.
Oh, no.
So I go and get a hotel. And I don't know what their dog policy is. I tell Curtis to stay in the car for a minute. I'll be right back. And so I snuck Curtis in the side door. And we went up to the bed. I ate the entire pizza, Kelly. And I collapsed in a heap on the bed.
Oh, my Al.
Jenna, it was just.
Oh, Al. You the whole pizza.
And it was just a.
Just a bad day.
It's just a bad day.
You had a bad day.
Right? I'm sorry, Al.
It was a bad day. But
you know what? Can't say that.
No, it can only get better.
Let's wait till today's
it will
over.
Hopefully get better.
Yeah.
But a trip thing was last night at like 3:03 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I got a, you up, text from a number that I didn't recognize.
Oh, but that could be a.
Was it a
good you up?
Yeah, was it a girl?
Not saved. You didn't have the number saved.
You don't have it?
No, I don't have it.
Can we call it?
Yeah.
Let's see your phone.
Let's go ahead and call.
You never responded.
Here.
You didn't? Well, he was tired. He just wanted to eat his pizza. That's all he wanted to do.
Well, it's 3:03 a.m., right?
3:03.
Get asleep, I would hope.
Yeah. Regular Al would have responded.
Yeah, we talked over that. It might not work sometimes.
It will.
Please hold while I try to connect you. Huh.
Interesting music selection.
Hello?
Hi. I got a you up text from you last night, so I'm just calling you back.
Oh, new phone. Who it is?
No. Who are you? You texted me.
Big Al? Is that you? Why are you calling me? You know I prefer texting 10 out of 10.
Who are you?
Oh, man. Sorry, that was so rude of me. What's up? My name's Riley. Welcome to my crib. Or, I guess, your crib? Dude, I'm low-key stuck at your bar.
What do you mean you're stuck at my bar? Do you need me to call you a car service or something?
No, like, okay, hear me out. I heard that your apps at your bar were to die for, so I stopped by for brunch.
Yeah?
And they were killer, literally. I was gonna get fried pickles, but I was kind of craving avocado, so I decided to treat myself to the turkey sandwich, and they both slayed.
Oh, that's great to hear.
No, like, literally slayed. I had a severe allergic reaction, Big Al.
to what?
Sesame. You should seriously consider maybe adding a warning to the menu, because not everyone is lucky enough to have a perfect immune system, and honestly, it's a little bit offensive.
So are you okay?
No, I'm dead. Oh. Like, so dead.
What?
Oh, you're like one of the ghosts at my bar?
I actually prefer to identify as a spirit, but it's whatever. A ghost makes me sound like I'm 40 years old or something horrible.
Wait.
That's cool, a new ghost.
It's a millennial ghost.
So why didn't you say something when Russell Rush was there? Hey, are you hanging out with Ed?
Well, he came at a really inconvenient time for me. I was in the middle of watching The Office for the 666th time, but my phone kept freezing because I'm almost out of data. So could you, like, hit me up with your Wi-Fi password? I'm assuming that your Wi-Fi is free, but if it's not, it should be.
Wi-Fi password? Don't you have some important other stuff to do, like ghosting duties?
Duties. No, dude, I really, really got to connect to the Wi-Fi, okay? I got to respond to some really important Snapchats from people that I've already opened, and I already forgot what their snap said, but I can't just ghost them like that. That's just so rude.
So how long have you been dead?
TBH, honestly, it feels like my entire life, but I guess maybe a year. My anniversary is coming up, so are you getting me a gift?
A gift? Like paper or something?
Money?
No, paper. Traditionally, a one-year anniversary gift is paper.
Yeah, money would be great because I'm, like, really, really broke right now. So thank God that I don't have to pay rent here.
Broke? How are you broke? You're a ghost.
A spirit, Big Al, not a ghost. That's really offensive to me.
All right, well, Riley. Riley's your name, right?
God, I can't even with you, Al. Yeah, Riley, R-Y-L-I-E, like Kylie Jenner, but with an R.
Isn't that a boy name?
It's gender neutral. Thank you for noticing.
All right, Riley. Well, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Look, huh? I love spooky season, and I'm all down for the Monster Mash. But no way will I participate in the Graveyard Smash, okay? That's where I draw the line.
Well, okay, but hey, listen, I gotta get going. I'm in the middle of doing a show right now, Riley.
Oh my God, am I on the radio right now? That's so dope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye, Riley. Maybe I'll stop by the bar this weekend and check you out. Okay.
All right. Well, don't try to ghost me.
Maybe Riley would like to do a shout out.
Can I give somebody a shout out?
Yeah, sure, Riley. Go ahead.
Oh my God, my boy, part time Justin. What's up, man? Oh, I love you, big man.
I'm so confused.
All right, Riley. Well, we're going to go now, okay? We got to play Beat the Bank.
Okay. Can I play Beat the Bank? Okay, cool. Well, I guess then maybe I'll see you later. And don't forget to like and subscribe.
All right.
Okay, Riley.
Where?
Talk to you later, Riley.
She's dead,
Kelly. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Riley, the millennial ghost right there.
Wait, so...
I'm so confused right now. Pathers. Come on.
I've never heard a millennial ghost before on the phone.
But that's who called him at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yes, because she needed Wi-Fi password.
She needed
man.
The Wi-Fi. You good now?
I'm good. My screen had gone to a.
Oh, that's why you couldn't
rap. Unlock right here. Yeah.
Maybe it's Riley.
You'd never be getting a rap battle.
It'll be funny. Fingers crossed. I get back some of that money.
Aw. Aw. Should we start a GoFundMe for Big Al?
Can we?
No, sorry.
Yeah, but...
Regional radio host guy.
We have to control the funds.
We should make Justin in charge of those.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, my God, I'm shaking.
Oh, don't shake too much.
This is surreal.
What are you up to right now, Catherine?
I'm sitting in the parking lot of my son's daycare.
Aw. What's his name?
His name's Atlee.
Oh, that
Oh, my God. I was going to freak out that I dropped her off at school before I got through.
Atlee. What a cool name. Well,
yeah,
Catherine.
He's my little Viking.
Oh, he dresses as a Viking for Halloween?
Yes.
Oh.
Aww.
Well, definitely send us a picture after that. We're going to want to see that. Well, Catherine.
Yeah, he'll be Batman later, but he's a Viking today.
Oh, double? You're like Jenna.
Yeah.
With the costume. You got a bunch of them. Hey, you were the correct caller, which means you have gained access into a vault. Which one did you decide to go with?
72, I think.
Vault number 72. All right, let's step up to that.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Snickers?
Password accepted.
That is correct. Yay. You're going to have a bunch of those after trick-or-treating tonight, Catherine.
Amen.
You know that for sure.
I am.
Here is Jenna to tell you how we play Beat the Bank Extreme.
Thanks, Tracy. All right, you're going to hop in this vault, and the banker is going to start shouting out some dollar amounts. They're going to go up and up and up. We have no idea when that vault door is going to shut, though. So all you have to do is say stop. so we can hear you and you get to keep that amount of money. It could go all the way to $1,000, but you got to say stop. If it shuts on you before you do, you get nothing, but it's okay because it's Halloween, but we want you to win a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
All right, Catherine, you know the rules. We want you to win big. Let's do it. Let's play Beat the Bank.
90 170 240 280 320 450 480 530. Oh, I wasn't feeling that.
Oh, no.
Neither were you.
So
sorry.
Well, it was go big or go home.
That's
okay.
Right.
There you
agree.
Go, Catherine.
I agree.
The motto. The bank was feeling all
sweet. I'm not. I got to talk to you guys. This is amazing.
You're so sweet.
Thank you, darling.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, yes.
Happy Halloween.
And we want to see your little Viking. Send us a picture, Catherine. Yeah. It was a pleasure talking to you. And don't give up. There's still another chance for you to play Beat the Bank Extreme coming up in about 35 minutes. We'll hook you up with another password, and then you'll get to play shortly thereafter. But coming up next, we want to get into a little whatever.
You can have whatever you like.
Yeah, Kid Nation.
You can have whatever you like.
You can talk, ask, say whatever you would like in this segment because it's about you. You know, we get to talk about ourselves all the time and talk about what we want to talk about. But what about you? We don't want you to feel left out. That's why we open up the phone lines at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Literally, any questions you may have for the show members or any news story that you may have seen that we haven't touched on, We will talk about it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can whatever you like. You can whatever you like.
God, scared me.
What scared you?
Curtis and I have been dancing in
Curtis.
The back.
Oh, yeah. Big Al's dog is here. Because
I'm out of breath.
He couldn't get into his house last night.
Come on, Curtis.
Because the power was out and he doesn't have keys because they're in the house.
It's a terrible story.
Sorry,
it's a
big old mess. Got them all wound up.
It's a big old mess.
We've been dancing.
It's good to know you live in a fortress.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, Al can't break in, but
yeah, right.
Yeah,
a professional probably could if they really wanted to. And we will have the medium in studio here in less than an hour.
Maybe.
Lisa. And Curtis is definitely here. He can't talk, though.
He has a bath on schedule, right, Al?
Yes, he does.
He is kind of stinky.
Yeah.
He's a little smelly.
Is that what happens with furry dogs like that?
It's fine.
I don't know. I've never had a super furry dog. I've always
I haven't either, but I've considered it, and now I'm reconsidering it. They need weekly baths.
About that chihuahua life.
About every 3 weeks, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't bathe them too much. Their skin dries out.
Uh-huh.
And you have to brush them a lot, because if not, it'll get matted up.
Right now, it is time for Whatever Wednesday. We're talking about whatever right now.
Yeah, whatever.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Really enjoying all the Halloween pictures, all the costumes you guys are sending us, especially the Fortnite ones I'm seeing of the little guys. So good. I just got one of the Drifter from last season of Fortnite.
Ooh.
With the cat mask. Looking awesome. So keep those coming and keep your questions coming. Whatever you want to talk about right now, Kid Nation. If you have a question for the show, we got you on that as well. For example,
yeah,
Kelly, this is a question for you.
Sure.
Kelly, my boyfriend has a case of the Candy Crush, and he can't stop playing. He's on level like 1,200. What level did Kelly stop playing when she finally deleted it?
I can't remember, honest. I'm not trying to be vague. I don't remember.
Were you past 1,200, you think?
I don't think so.
Oh, so he's pretty high up there.
I would imagine. I don't remember. But I had to quit cold turkey, and I haven't been back. I made a promise to God that I wouldn't go back, not just a promise to man.
Oh, man.
So if I go back, I'm breaking a promise to God.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So I won't do it because I was addicted.
You just quit cold turkey, right? There wasn't
a
process.
I can't go back.
Can't wean yourself off and play like a little bit less. That's not what you did anyway.
Because they did come out with, especially with Fortnite coming out in those games, that you do get addicted. And this is a form of a video game, Candy Crush. And your brain does, you almost have withdrawals if you're not playing it.
I would sit up all night.
Yeah.
And I would be rude to my daughter. She'd come in the room and ask me something and I would snap batter because, you know, just a minute, I got to get, you know, you got to get past this level.
Mm-hmm.
And then you justify paying 99 cents. And then it just adds, and you know, I'm starting to pay money to fuel this ridiculous addiction.
When you start
paying. I just had to delete it and I've not been back.
Do it cold turkey and hopefully it works out for you.
I honestly don't remember what level it was. I'm sorry.
Jonathan.
What's up?
Happy Halloween, buddy. Welcome to the show.
Happy Halloween, guys. How are y'all?
Doing excellent. You have a question for the show regarding Halloween, actually, huh?
I do. So I was just kind of thinking, like, what was you guys' favorite Halloween costume growing up? You know, I'm, you know, JC, I'm Hispanic, so I mean, my parents didn't have a lot. You know, so I was a vampire, like, every year. They took my hair back, put white, you know.
Right.
But one year I had, like, a, you know, skull that nobody knew who I was. That was probably my favorite one. So I guess I was just wondering what your guys' most memorable Halloween costume was.
All right. Well, by the way, shout out, Jonathan. Big
Al. Yeah, shout out.
I don't, Scarecrow-ish, I just put stuff together when I was a kid. We, you know, we didn't.
Yep, that's what we did. We didn't put on my costume.
No, you put on some jeans and you tear up a t-shirt and maybe, if you're lucky, you get one of the little plastic masks with the rubber band around it. And that was your costume.
Holes cut out.
Yeah.
Thing for your tongue to stick through.
And it wasn't like it was a specific character or being or zombie. It was just,
Halloween didn't used to be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you wanted to go get your candy and that was fun.
Right.
But I would just like grab my dad's t-shirt, put a pillow in it, and put my mom, I'd like get her makeup or mascara and try to give myself a beard and wear a hat. And I'd go as a, and I'd get a stick and put, you know, how they used to have the hobos.
Uh-huh.
And I'd put like a bag and I'd be a hobo.
Right.
I'd just be whatever was at the house.
Man. Right.
I think my favorite one was from when I was a freshman in high school and I might have been too old to be dressed enough for Halloween and going trick-or-treating.
15, yeah.
But
what? No.
But it was during football season. And so when my high school had a gold helmet and we had gold pants, so I got those.
Yeah.
And my grandma had bought me a Steve Young jersey a couple years back, and he was my favorite quarterback growing up. That's why I loved to watch play.
There you go.
So I dressed up as Steve Young, and I was actually wearing the football pads, and I had the helmet and everything, so I felt like an official NFL player.
Yeah.
So I think
I did that one year.
That felt cool.
Yeah.
I think that was my favorite. Jenna?
So in seventh grade, I was going to a new school, and I obviously was always into Halloween, and I dressed up as a famous television character at the time. It's Pat. You remember Pat?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't sure if Pat was man or a woman?
Yeah, yes and no.
Everyone was in cute stuff. That was kind of the age that girls started dressing a little bit cuter, like, you know, cheerleaders and things like that. And I was heinous looking.
Yeah.
And but I rocked it. I loved it. It was my favorite for that reason, because it was weird and I kind of got made fun of, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a cheerleader one year.
That's nice. There you go, Jonathan, buddy.
There
we
you
got
go.
Your question, my man. Have a wonderful Halloween.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, happy Halloween.
Take care.
Halloween.
Be safe out there. From the text, question for the ladies. Hey, girls, how do you get a guy at work to stop harassing you when HR won't do anything?
Oh, man.
You just got to pop him one, then? Just pop. Stop it.
I mean, if HR won't do anything, is there anyone you can go to above HR?
I'll go to the owner of your company.
Yeah, go above the HR.
Yeah, be like, hey, I'm going to go bring this up to people if you don't stop this guy.
That's a problem. And then you have to, if it's really a serious, if it's just a guy just annoying you, but I mean, that's not cool. Especially in this climate, you would think.
Record
him. Snap down on everything.
Record him. Record him on your phone. Tell him every time he comes up to you, get your phone out and record him.
That's good. You got to
tell him you're recording him.
Yeah.
I would always just, I mean, it depends on the severity of this, right?
Is
he just annoying you because he likes you and they won't do anything? Or
that's
if he's really being inappropriate, then record him. It doesn't matter. Record him.
Yeah.
On the phone, Grace is fired up about something for Whatever Wednesday. Hi, Grace.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing excellent.
Great.
What's got you fired up? It's something we talked about a week ago, right?
Yes. When they said that they would not let their daughter watch Cinderella.
Yeah, the celebrity.
Oh, Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Yes. That just really went all over me.
Yeah.
First of all, they judged her by her circumstances. She lost her father.
True.
Then she was betrayed by those she thought she was to trust. I mean, she had to even be brave to think that she could escape for a magical night, knowing that she might have consequences if she was caught.
Right.
So sometimes we have to take risks to achieve our happily ever after.
See, it's all in your perspective.
That's a good way to look at it, Grace. When you look at it that way, instead of saying, hey, Cinderella just let people walk all over her. No, she was just too nice. But yeah, when you look at it that way, Grace, you do make a solid point.
I mean, she could have used that story to teach her daughter life lessons. But in the end, she won. She got her prince. She did not treat them like they treated her.
Uh-huh. She didn't stoop down to the level, which is what we teach kids. Don't stoop down to the bully's levels. And that's what Cinderella did. Grace,
exactly.
We feel you on that. We appreciate you calling in and getting that off your chest. I know it's probably sitting there for a few days and you wanted to get it off.
It was.
You have a wonderful day. Happy Halloween, Grace.
You guys too. Thanks.
Love ya. Yeah, I get it. Because I was one of those people that said, I thought Cinderella was too mean. I thought she should have stood up. But I get it the way Grace is talking about it. Cool name alert. Cash. What's up?
Oh,
what up?
Hi.
Hi, Cash. Yeah, that's you, bro.
Good morning.
He said my name.
Now, what do you want to talk about for whatever Wednesday?
Okay, so JC.
Yes, sir.
Can you give me any Fortnite tips?
Can I give you any Fortnite tips? The best tip I have received from Fortnite players that are actually pretty good is not to just go ahead and fight, buddy. You make sure you use those builds.
Okay.
Yeah, turn on your build mode and then put on your walls and make sure you're safe before you return fire, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you use that wall,
all
sir.
Right.
I think he's writing it down.
That's a good tip.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go for the fight right away because you're losing.
I'm not writing
it
down.
Yeah.
He's absorbing it.
You'll be fine, Cash.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And if you want to add me, buddy, you go ahead. It's J-SI5, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. I'll see you on there. Hey, you need those tips sometimes, Jenna.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So funny. You spend all this time planning, getting that. And you wear it to the club, wear it to work. Then you start peeling it off.
Yeah, you're like, man, this is uncomfortable.
As soon as you get there.
Love it. I'm walking down the hallway. I see someone just dressed up back in the back hallway. It's so funny to just see, like, Tomb Raider walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
You know, no other day do you see people. It's a ridiculous holiday. I just adore it.
The worst is when you get a mask and you're super happy about it because it's cool. It's cool looking.
Yeah.
And then you wear it for about 2 minutes and realize, oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
It smells.
It's hot.
It's hot. I'm sweating.
Can't breathe. Very ain't easy, JC.
Yeah, you're right, Jenny.
Can't see. Can't breathe.
Speaking of that, Kelly is on the hunt for a cigarette.
I need one cigarette.
If ladies outside would like to hook her up, you know what I'm saying?
My husband needs one cigarette for his costume.
And being non-smokers, you guys have none.
He didn't say good morning. He didn't say kiss my buddy. He didn't say I love you. He said, hey, try to bum a cigarette from somebody. I need a costume.
We're on the hunt for a cigarette for Alan's costume.
For one cig.
All right. Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, girl.
Goodness, so exciting. You guys all look great. I'm watching you on Kid TV.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't wear my hat, Jennifer, but it's there.
Oh, okay, I'll, you know, you'll have
He's
to
He's Woody
show
from Toy Story.
I'm Freddy Krueger.
There's no mistaking that you're Freddy.
Yeah, you can tell
that
by the sweater.
Yeah.
I'm pre-burn Freddy. That's what I am.
I love it.
Kelly's Axl Rose. Big Al is the Mad Hatter, in all black.
Yeah.
And then Jenna is like a vampire, crying blood, Halloween, just businesswoman.
I think I just said scary makeup. Yeah, a Halloween businesswoman.
Halloween businesswoman.
I'm an emotional, scary businesswoman.
The hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it now.
What are you going to be, Jennifer, for Halloween?
I don't know. You know, it's supposed to rain here tonight. So if the kids want to go out, we might be wearing ponchos at this rate.
Shout out.
Bummer.
Good old poncho.
I'll tell you, my daughter's stepmother went to all out and made her this huge avocado costume
of
cardboard and paint. She can't wear it in the rain.
No, you can't unless you get a poncho that covers it up.
What are you gonna do?
Oh, avocado in a plastic bag.
Yeah, she
boom.
Can.
There it is.
If it gets splashed, you can just be guacamole.
She's guac, Smash her up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jennifer, which vault did you decide to go with?
58.
Vault number 58. All right, let's pull up.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Nerds.
Password accepted.
What'd you call us? What'd you call us, Jennifer? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Nerds are cool.
That is your password right there. Well played, Jennifer. You have gained access into vault number 58, and here's how the game works. You're going to be in there with our banker. Your dollar amounts increase the longer you stay in there. Now, it could potentially get all the way up to $1,000. Your only job, Jennifer, is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Even if he says 1,000, you still need to yell stop, because if that door closes, you get none of it, okay?
Got it.
All right.
Good, good, good.
Big Al, how are you feeling?
Huh? I'm feeling pretty good. Despite it being Halloween, and, you know, everybody's a little scared, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
All right,
yeah, go for it, she said let's do it, so let's do it. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$130 $220 $330 $420 $440 $480 $550 $580 $620 $680 $720
Stop.
Yep.
All right, girl.
Is that
$720?
$720, young lady.
Yay! Woohoo! Happy Halloween.
That's right. Well played, Jennifer. You got $720. What you going to do with that money?
I don't even know. You know, maybe I'll just sneak out and buy myself something.
Yeah, you do that.
There you go.
You deserve it. Now, just for fun, Jennifer, you got that $720. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Oh!
Jennifer!
Good job, girl.
That's so awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Great job.
Well done. Said stop at the very last second. Got the most money out of that vault. Well done. You hold on. We'll get you all set up with your money, Jennifer. Congratulations.
Oh.
Thank you. Where did my cigarette come from? Thank you, ladies outside.
Oh, thank you, ladies.
My costume is complete.
Now, don't smoke too many. They're bad for you. But I get it.
But you get it.
Gotta relax, I guess.
It's a Pall Mall.
Are you really?
Pall Mall?
Pall Mall.
I asked him if I could borrow a cigarette for Halloween.
Justin, you gotta talk into that microphone.
I asked him if I could borrow a cigarette for the Halloween costume, and they said, yes, if it's for a good cause.
Yeah, nice. They know what's up.
Yeah. Cigs for a cause.
My husband is always, well, when I'm Axel, yeah. He's gonna be Slash.
Gonna be Slash awesome. And Axel making out all over the place.
That's
gonna
nice.
Look weird.
Yeah.
We got another chance for you to play Beat the Bank Extreme tomorrow morning, 7:10 and 8:10 Central. We hook you up with that password, and coming up next, we are going to talk to our medium.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
She's here.
Because Justin's here and he was supposed to go pick her up. So Lisa, the medium, is going to talk to us. Are we going to get to talk to some people who have left us?
We'll see.
Out there in the spirit world, we'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We did dress up for Halloween this morning.
We did.
Go check out our Instagrams. KidNation.com has all our tags. But we got Big Al Mac 19.
Yep.
We got at Kelly Raspberry. No P in the raspberry.
And I, E, and Kelly.
We got Jenna Page. And then I'm JSI5. I know, I spelled my name weird. It's weird. It's crazy. But KidNation.com is where you can grab those if you didn't hear those. And joining us in studio right now is a medium.
A medium.
Lisa.
Yes. This person can talk to the spirit world. Her name is Lisa, and we got her on the phone, last week?
She called into us.
Yeah.
Called into us after we had our Ghostbusters in. Yeah. Or ghost hunters, I guess I should say.
And you did a little reading over the phone because we asked you if you could do that, and you could. You did it.
Yeah.
You said some things and made me a believer.
Yes, yes.
And you wanted to come back here. Is it easier when you're in person to...
Yes. Well, and especially when we don't have strange biker people come in at the end of the night.
Right.
No.
Are you picking...
Oh, sorry.
Are you picking anything up right now?
As you're going to hit her right out of the gate?
Yeah, you're going to hit me out of the gate?
No, I'm just asking, because I don't know if you walk into a room and you start feeling it, or if it's something. Yeah, so
is it something?
Of course there's always stuff around, but everything last night is...
Is this something that...
Uh-oh, she's hearing something.
She's giving me a weird look, and I'm like...
Oh, it's just makeup. She's not really crying. She knows she looks like that.
No, a good friend of yours... When you were younger.
Mm-mm, haven't lost anyone.
No, they don't have to be alive or dead.
They can be alive?
Yes, their mother passed away. It feels like a female. It feels like a female.
A friend who lost a mom.
When you were younger?
Mm-mm, I don't know. I mean, not that I can think of. Nothing close to me.
If you get a call, let me know.
Okay. That's scary. So you mean it just hasn't happened?
You get a call, let me know.
Not my mom.
No, Candy's okay.
Yeah, Candy's good.
Yeah, Candy's good. Very good. Yeah. Candy is doing very, very good.
Yeah.
Candy's looking for love, Lisa.
She is.
Candy's got...
Candy?
What?
Three she's talking to.
No, she wishes.
Hey!
No, just talking.
Talking. Yeah, I hope so.
She's just chatting because she's afraid to go into that whole big...
Mm-hmm.
Into the dating world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is scary.
It's very, very, very scary, right. As you know.
Yeah.
She got to take a risk.
That's why I'm retired. Yeah.
And she's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. I sure love to hear that.
She does not look her age at all.
Mm-mm.
She fixes herself up. Like,
she does. She's happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love Candy.
Now, Lisa, you've helped the police solve crimes.
Yes.
By finding bodies.
Yes. And also with the National. You know the Red River Killer? The Green River Killer?
Green River Killer.
Was that in Louisiana?
That was in, through Seattle. You should know the Green River Killer.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Okay,
it sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Jenna keeps up with all the big murderers.
Yeah.
He got away with this for years and years and years.
Now, what was your involvement?
I didn't mean to laugh.
What was your involvement? They called you?
Well, our group,
mm-hmm.
We have a group of psychics and
mediums.
And mediums, well. Intuitive counselor.
Uh-huh.
That's when I'm talking to my regular people.
So what is your skill set mostly? Because, you know, so we hear a lot about mediums, like sometimes because we watch television shows.
Yeah.
Where we see that some mediums are able to touch you and see your future, or they're able to touch you and
see
how you're
going
to die. Yeah.
I don't like, don't ever say that.
What?
The what?
They'll say what?
What?
If you ever meet someone who says how you're going to die, they're lying.
Oh.
Okay, good. Because we've had a few people that hit us up on the text.
Because let me tell you right now. You will know this, Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Every decision you make today changes every day tomorrow, every day the next day.
Right.
And Spirit, God, is our Father.
Yeah.
Right.
All we have to do is ask forgiveness, and we are forgiven. I have talked to murder victims who are happy as heck over there.
In the spirit world.
Oh, yeah.
They don't hate the person that did it?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. They know what they did.
Hmm.
But the other side is all love.
It is. It's pure love. And that's why they come back and they're happy and they smile and they're happy and they want to talk to you.
Well, a lot of people that listen to our show, their main thing when they heard about this is, were you able to pick up anything from Kid who started our show and passed away 5 years ago? Is there anything he's wanted to say to us that maybe we're not hearing?
I bet he has something to say to me.
Yeah, I know he's had something to say to Kelly.
Did you want to hear about it on purpose? Did you want to hear about it on the radio?
Sure.
Is it good or bad?
I mean, as long as it's not inappropriate.
Oh, God. Nothing inappropriate. Yeah. He loves you to death.
I know.
He always did. He picked you from a greenie.
Yes.
A greenie?
I was new.
Oh.
Green.
Oh,
yeah, brand new. Green.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he went to Georgia and said, that's her.
Hmm.
Well, South Carolina. It's close. Oh, George. He said Georgia.
Oh,
no, he went to George.
Bossman George.
Yeah, Bossman George. And he went, that's her.
Was George around then?
In a sales department, probably.
They knew each other. They've known each other
They've known each other for years.
They're like best friends.
Yeah.
Right.
Literally. That's his bud.
Hmm.
And he wanted to take a chance on you.
He did.
He really, really wanted to take a chance on you. Al, you were a bigger sell.
Uh-oh. I was a bigger what?
A bigger sell.
A harder sell.
To bring
because
in.
you kind of lose it at times.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And but you're sweet and your soul is good. You have a good, 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 good soul.
Thank you. I like my soul.
Despite everything.
And you're willing, and you were willing to do anything that they asked.
I did.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
I did.
But he was getting free commercials at the same time, so it was,
free.
Yeah, scratch
my back, I scratch yours.
Yeah, first person limousine, 3-5.
Yeah, but Al,
yes,
did you not say If you have me on, I don't care if I get paid.
I probably said that, yeah.
Yeah.
Waive his debt.
For a minute.
Yeah. but then as soon as he got paid, he was like, I like this.
Yeah.
I like this
a lot. Oh, like, getting paid is a lot better than not getting paid. I will agree.
And you don't have, you have, the more of your spirits are that I know you want to talk about Jenna. Deceased ones.
No, I don't, because I truthfully don't know that many deceased.
Yeah, because they're all older.
Yeah.
Right.
You have grandparents and that, mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. The most thing you've heard about is that you have their eyes.
Oh, grandparents' eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I look like family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where you don't look like your family.
No, I look just like my parents.
But your eyes.
Right.
Your eyes.
Yeah.
Your eyes are different from them.
Hmm. Color?
No, my dad and I have the same eyes.
Huh.
Exactly.
Well, not
but
today.
Your mom?
Not today.
I'm just trying. I'm being honest.
Not today. Yeah.
My mom has green eyes.
Yeah. Green mm-hmm. as the day is long.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's eyes change color.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm getting greener, actually, which is weird.
Yours yes. change of color. Yeah, you've been talking about that.
Yeah.
They say that happens when you get older.
Uh-huh.
It can.
Mine are still brown.
Well, no. And it depends on your mood, too. Mm-hmm. Colors you wear. Things like that.
The blood green brings out the green.
You feeling something else?
Do you have two little ones that he has?
Mm.
Do you have younger brothers and sisters?
I do. Mm-hmm.
That adore you?
Mm-hmm. I think
okay.
so. Yeah.
Yes. They they think
you have two little sibs.
Hello there.
He's talking like one of them.
Yeah. Her brother's my hero.
He's
great.
He's awesome.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
They want to be you.
Oh.
I gotta lead a better example.
Okay, they don't listen to the They listen to the show, but Candy says, oh, it's all exaggerated. She just
well,
kind of
candies.
Exaggerates.
They're not candies.
Yeah, no, you're your dad's.
Yeah.
This comes from your dad's side. Your mom doesn't have any other kids. She didn't want any. After you.
You broke the mold, Jenna.
Yeah.
I did.
You're too much.
Oh, you broke Candy. I don't know. One of them.
I was a C-section.
And she was in labor before that for almost 12 hours.
I don't know.
Man,
we can ask her.
Ask her, because that she had to have a C-section. She's telling me, well, it's her grandma. Well, your grandma, her mom,
yeah.
is saying they were scared to death. They were scared to death.
About?
It's almost like the cord was around your neck or something like that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Ask her about how long she was in labor for, like,
Candy's probably listening right now. Candy will call.
Yeah.
She's honest.
That would be awesome.
Yo, hit me on the hip, Candy. I'm right here. I got my phone.
Call mom.
Are you picking anything else up, Lisa?
She's like, you see anything for me? Jesse, I'm just standing here.
I'm getting
yeah, and you're hiding your eyes with your Guns and Roses self over there.
Oh, that's you, Kelly.
Oh.
Hey, that's me. Yeah, I'm Axl Rose today.
I picked it up quite.
I thought she was J-Lo.
Well, Al thought I was J-Lo when she was in her Diddy years.
Mm.
You know who Diddy is?
Puff Daddy.
Yeah, of course.
Puffy.
Oh, okay.
Puffy.
Oh, he changes his name like 8 times a year. Yeah. So you never know what it is.
Mm.
But, I mean, we haven't been listening or anything, so I don't know what y'all said to each other or anything like that.
Who?
We've been to the hotel, so we haven't been listening to anything. So,
about costumes, yeah,
right.
yeah. So, I just want to let you know.
No, it's just normal for Big Al to get.
You need
wrong.
To welcome to the jungle for us.
Oh Lord,
you I don't do that, know. Kelly?
Come on, Kelly, hit it.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2,
I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to the jungle.
We got fun and games.
I saw that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.